يبعدك المولاك من النار وتتقرب منها. Make you close to it. وينقذك منها وأنت تنقئ نفسك فيها ولا تحيد عنها. And again, he is making you aspire in yourself to, and you're not trying to avert it. Subhanallah. So this is, again, for those people, those individuals that take Ramadan as a burden and they're just waiting for Yawmul Eid, but they want, this is, you know, completely losing sight of what the whole spirit of Ramadan was and why Eid is there. Eid is there as a celebration because of the hard work that we do. And the whole idea is that we maintain that. And inshallah, we'll see what some of the habits of the pious predecessors were. Subhanallah. There's a nice, beautiful poem. It says, إِنْ كَانَ لَا يَرْجُوكَ إِلَّا مُحْسِنٌ فَمَنِ الَّذِي يَرْجُو وَيَدْعُو الْمُذْنِبُ لِمَا لَا يُرْجَى الْعَفْوَ مِنْ رَبِّنَا وَكَيْفَ لَا أَتْمَعُ فِي حِلْمِهِ وَفِي الصَّحِيحَيْنِ أَنَّهُ بِعَبْدِهِ أَرْحَمُ مِنْ أُمِّهِ. الله أكبر. That if it's a case that even those who do good, they don't even have hope in you. فَمَنِ الَّذِي يَرْجُو وَيَدْعُو الْمُذْنِبُ فَمَنِ الَّذِي يَرْجُو. So who is it that they're going to have hope? Who is the one that they're going to have hope for and call? And who is the one that sins, who is burdened with sins? Who are they going to call? لِمَا لَا يُرْجَى الْعَفْوَ مِنْ رَبِّنَا. How can it not be a case that pardon, being pardoned from our sins, being erased, cannot be hope from our Lord? وَكَيْفَ لَا أَطْمَعُ فِي حِلْمِهِ. And how can I not have hope and wish for his forbearance whilst in the authentic narrations it has come that he is with his slaves more merciful than your mother? The love that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for us, this is more stronger than the mother has for her children. In another separate narration we have seen that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the companions, they were observing a mother and the child and the way the mother was embracing her child. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that what would you say if this woman was to cast her child into the fire? Would she do so? The companions, they asked, they obviously mentioned that of course not. The mother is very, very, infatuated by her child, you know, overcome with so much love and mercy. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, your Lord is even more merciful to you than the mother is to the child. Subhanallah, we have this false misconception that Allah is the one that wants to punish us. But ultimately, Allah is just looking for an excuse. He's just looking for an excuse so that He can forgive us. We have to just show, we have to just turn up. Only just knock on His door and turn up and be there. Allah will open it and embrace us with forgiveness. That's our responsibility and Allah will always be there. That's always going to be the case. We mentioned it in the verse yesterday. وَيُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. That certainly Allah intends that He accepts your tawbah. Allah wants that you turn to Him and then He's there to accept that tawbah from us. So these are thoughts that we need to keep in mind. And subhanAllah, the verse over here says, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah says, O my messenger, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to the rest that, O my servants, Allah is saying, O my servants, those who have wronged themselves, do not despair from the mercy of Allah. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. Sometimes we have this thought that how can I attain the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is direct over here. Every single sin under the sun is worthy of forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how can it not be so? Well, we know the reward of a person who has lived a whole life of shirk. A person has been worshipping idols. But the moment someone says to him or the inspiration comes that Islam is the truth, then he says, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Then what happens? That person's whole entire past has been erased. All those sins are erased and they have been turned into good deeds. So what's ultimately happening? Allah is forgiving shirk in that sense. With that repentance, Allah is forgiving shirk, the greatest of sins. Of course, when we say Allah does not forgive shirk, is if in the sense that a person, they die upon that. But ultimately, Allah is showing you here that He has forgiven that when a person truly turns back. There is nothing, there is no sin that a person can perpetrate except that if he turns to Allah with a faithful heart, hoping in forgiveness in Allah, Allah will forgive. فَيَا أَيَّهَا الْعَاصِي, O person who has committed sins, وَكُلُّنَا ذَلِكَ, and all of us are such. لَا تَقْنَطْ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ بِسُوءِ أَعْمَالِكَ, don't have despondency from the mercy of Allah as a result of your evil sins. فَكَمْ يُعْتَقُ مِنَ النَّارِ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ مِنْ أَمْثَارِكَ, how many have been freed from the hellfire that are similar to you. فَأَحْسِنِ الظَّنَّ بِمَوْلَاكَ, so have good thoughts regarding your master, have good thoughts about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتُبْ إِلَيْهِ فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُهْلِكُ عَلَى اللَّهِ هَالِكٌ, لَا يُهْلَكُ عَلَى اللَّهِ هَالِكٌ, and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, repent to Him, for indeed there is none that will be perished, that will not be destroyed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this situation. Now, Musannif mentions four secrets, four things that we should hold fast onto in the last few remaining days. He says, يَنْبَغِي لِمَنْ يَرْجُ الْعِتْقَ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ مِنَ النَّارِ أَنْ يَأْتِي بِأَسْبَابٍ تُوجِبُ الْعِتْقَ مِنَ النَّارِ. It is quite necessary in that case and appropriate that those who want to access the freedom from the hellfire that we are speaking about in the month of Ramadan, that they should bring certain means which will necessitate for their freedom from the hellfire. وَهِيَ مُتَيَسِّرَةٌ فِي هَذِ الشَّرْ, and this is very easy in this month. And then he goes on to say, فَاسْتَكْثِرُوا فِيهِ مِنْ أَرْبَعِ خِصَالٍ, be abundant in four characteristics. خَصْلَتَيْنِ تَرَضَوْنَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ وَخَصْلَتَيْنِ لَا غِنَاءَ لَكُمْ عَنْهُمَا. Two characteristics will be such through which you will please your Lord. And there are two characteristics, there is no independence from them, meaning we are completely in need of these two things. فَأَمَّا الْخَصْلَتَانِ اللَّتَانِ تَرَضَوْنَ بِهِمَا رَبَّكُمْ شَهَادَةَ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارُ. As for those two characteristics that we should hold fast onto that will please your Lord, it is the observing the declaration that there is none worthy of worship except Allah, i.e. saying La ilaha illallah in abundance. And then in these few remaining days, saying abundantly La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, wal istighfar, and seeking forgiveness in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the two out of four which will please Allah. وَأَمَّا اللَّتَانِ لَا غِنَاءَ لَكُمْ عَنْهُمَا, and as for the two where there is, you cannot be independent from, there is, you can't be sufficed from, he says, فَتَسْأَلُونَ اللَّهَ الْجَنَّةِ وَتَسْتَعِيذُونَ بِهِ مِنَ النَّارِ, and those are the two things which are, you ask and you beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for paradise and you seek His refuge from the hellfire. فَهَذِهِ الْخِصَالِ الْعَرْبَعَ الْمَذْكُورَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ, these come in the narrations of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَأَمَّا كَلِمَةُ التَّوْحِيدِ فَإِنَّهُمْ تَهْدِمُ الذُّنُوبِ وَتَمْحُوهَا مَحْوًا. As for saying La ilaha illallah, then this is the thing that completely destroys all your sins and it completely effaces it, it erases them. وَلَا تَبْقَى ذَنْبًا, to the point that no sin remains. وَلَا يَسْبِقُهَا عَمَلٌ, and no other action precedes that. وَهِيَ تَعْدِيلُ عِتْقُ الرِّقَابِ الَّذِي يُوجِبُ الْعِتْقُ مِنَ النَّارِ, and this is the thing which equates the freedom of the next which had been heading towards the hellfire. This is the one that frees the next from the hellfire which were destined towards hellfire. وَمَنْ أَتَى بِهَا أَرْبَعَ مِرَارٍ حِينَ يُصْبِحُ وَحِينَ يُمْسِي أَعْتَقَهُ اللَّهُ مِنَ النَّارِ, and whoever brings this, whoever utters this and mentions this repeatedly from the morning to the evening, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will free him from the hellfire. وَمَنْ قَالَهَا مُخْلِصًا مِنْ قَلْبِهِ حَرَمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى النَّارِ, and whoever says this sincerely, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala harramahu Allah, he makes it haram, he makes the hellfire haram upon that individual. وَأَمَّا كَلِمَةُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارِ, and as for saying istighfar, فَمِنْ أَعْذَمِ أَسْبَابِ الْمَغْفِرَةِ, this is from the greatest means of attaining forgiveness. فَإِنَّ الْإِسْتِغْفَارَ دُعَاءُ بِالْمَغْفِرَةِ, this is the dua of seeking forgiveness. وَدُعَاءُ الصَّائِمِ مُسْتَجَابٌ فِي حَالِ صِيَامِهِ وَعِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ, and the dua of those that are fasting, it is accepted in the state of their fasting and at the time of opening their fast. And this has been mentioned in many narrations. يُغْفَرُ فِيهِ يَعْنِي شَهْرَ رَمَضَانِ إِلَّا لِمَنْ أَبَى, قَالُوا يَا أَبَى هُرَيْرَ مَنْ أَبَى, سبحانه, sorry. يا أبا هريرة ومن أبا قال من أبا أن يستغفر الله عز وجل, that every single individual, he is forgiven in the month of Ramadan except for the one who rejects, the one who opposes who doesn't want to be forgiven. So then it was mentioned, O Abu Huraira, who is it that will refuse? Who will refuse this? And then he says, the one who refuses is the one that refuses to seek forgiveness by means of saying Astaghfirullah. وقال الحسن البصري رحمه الله عليه, he says, أكثروا من الاستغفار فإنكم لا تدرون متى تنزل الرحمة. Hasan ibn Bashir rahmatullahi alayhi says, abundantly read Astaghfirullah. Say Astaghfirullah abundantly, abundantly. Because you do not know in which moment throughout the day and night when Allah's mercy will descend. So these are two things that he mentioned. Next he mentions that, وفي بعض الآثار, إن إبليس قال أهلكت الناس بالذنوب. Shaitan says that I have destroyed people as a means as through their sins. وَأَهْلَكُونِ بِلَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ. And they destroy me by means of saying لا إله إلا الله and doing استغفار. وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارُ خِتَامُ الْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحَةِ كُلِّهَا. And استغفار, this is the seal of all pious actions, all good actions. استغفار is the sealing for that. If you look when we're reading salah, at the end, when we say tahiyyat and durood sharif, then we say, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi dhulman kathira, wa la yaghfiru dhunuba illa ant, faghfir li maghfiratan min indika wa rahamni, innaka antal ghafurur rahim. We end the salah with a dua of istighfar. And then after we've done salam, we say, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And similarly, if you look towards one of the final surahs to be revealed, Surah Nasr, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. That when you see the people, they are entering into Islam in groups, huge groups. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Then the command is, then do the praise and glorification of your Lord and do istighfar and seek forgiveness. When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard this, he started weeping. Whereas the other companions, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they were rejoicing that Islam is going to grow to such strength that multitudes of people will be flocking towards Islam and entering into the deen. So they saw this as a great thing. But then when it says, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he understood something different. He's understanding that by mentioning this, this is showing that the seal of this whole entire mission of Islam, the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is being sealed with this istighfar now. And if that's the case, that the mission is coming to an end, that means we are also coming close to the departure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam from our lives. And as a result of this, he started weeping. So istighfar, it comes at the end. It comes at the end of our salah. And it came at the end of the mission of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Similarly over here, he's saying that the end of every pious action, we should read abundant istighfar. فيختم به الصلاة والحج وقيام الليل ويختم به المجالس فإن كانت ذكرا كان كالطابع عليها وإن كان لغوا كان كفارة لها فكذلك ينبغي أن يختم صيام رمضان بالاستغفار. So the same way in fasting, in Hajj, in Yom Arafah, we're seeking istighfar. Again in قيام الليل, all aspects, all actions are sealed with the istighfar. And we finish a gathering, you might have heard the dua being said, Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah bihamdik, Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Again, this is mentioned at the end of the gathering, because as a means of this, any sort of speech that was displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by means of that, we are forgiven for that speech as well. So similarly, Ramadan should be sealed with istighfar. In fact, Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, he mentions to the people of his governance, he would command them, يَأْمُرُهُمْ بِخَتْمِ رَمَضَانِ بِالْإِسْتِغْفَارِ وَصَدَقَةِ الْفِطْرِ. He would command them to finish complete Ramadan by virtue of istighfar and to observe and pay the صَدَقَةُ الْفِطْرِ. فَإِنَّ صَدَقَةَ الْفِطْرِ تُهْرَةٌ لِلصَّائِمِ مِنَ اللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ وَالْإِسْتِغْفَارُ يُرْفَعُ مَنْ خَرَقَ مِنَ الصِّيَامِ بِاللَّغْوِ وَالرَّفَثِ. ولهذا قال بعض العلماء المتقدمين إن صدقة الفطر للصائم كسجدة السهو للصلاة. That he would say that the sadaqah al-fitr, to give this is a purification from all our shortcomings in our fasting, idle speech and any foulness, and istighfar, it patches up the fasting that was kind of destroyed somewhat with, again, the futile speech and foulness that may have come out from us. And then the ulama of the past, they will say that the sadaqatul fitr for the person that is fasting it is like the two sajda of sajda sahwi. And he says, another alim from the past, Ibn Munkadir, he says, As-siyam junnatun min al-nar, ma lam yakhriqha, wa al-kalamu sayyu yukhriqha hadhi al-junna, wa al-istighfaru yunqi'u ma takhriqu minha, fa-siyamuna hadha yihtaj ila istighfari nafi'in wa amalin salihin lahu shafi'in. He says that the fasting is a shield from the hellfire, so long as it does not become pierced, there's no holes inside it. And the evil speech, this is what pierces this shield. And the istighfar, it patches it up, whatever has been broken as a from before that. Therefore, our fasting, it requires, it is in dire need of istighfar, which is of benefit, and pious good actions, so that it may seal our fasting and seal our Ramadan and make it worthy of acceptance. أَنْفَعُ الْإِسْتِغْفَارُ مَا قَارَنَتْهُ التَّوْبَةُ. The most beneficial istighfar, that istighfar that is worthy of acceptance, is the one that is connected with tawbah, sincere repentance. Truly an individual feeling from the bottom of their heart that they are turning back to Allah wholeheartedly. Not that they are doing lip service by saying this phrase on their lips, Astaghfirullah, whilst in the same time they're hoping that after Eid comes, then they're going to turn back to their old habits. A person must have firm resolution that whilst I'm seeking forgiveness in Allah, that I will not return back to that sin. So this is the best, the most beneficial istighfar. وَهِيَ حَلُّ الْعُقْدَةِ الْإِصْرَارِ. With this, with having tawbah, it unties the knot of that israr, when we used to be persistent. It unties the knot of our persistence. فَمَنْ اِسْتَغْفَرَ بِلِسَانِهِ وَقَلْبُهُ عَلَى الْمَعْصِيَةِ مَعْقُودٌ وَعَزَمَهُ أَنْ يَرْجِعَ إِلَى الْمَعَاصِي بَعْدَ شَهْرِ وَيَعُودَ فَصَوْمُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ وَبَابُ الْمَقْبُولِ عِنْدَهُ مَسْدُودٌ. Subhanallah. So again, what we mentioned, whoever says istighfar with his tongue, but at the same time his heart is firm that he is going to perform certain sins, and he is resolute upon that, then what happens after the month of Ramadan, he returns back to that, then his whole fasting will be rejected. His whole fasting will be rejected, and the door of acceptance will be shut from that individual. وقال كعب رضي الله عنه من صام رمضان وهو يحدث نفسه إنه إذا افطر بعد رمضان أنه لا يعصي الله دخل الجنة بغير مسألة ولا حساب. The person who fasts the entirety of the month of Ramadan, and he tells himself that certainly after Ramadan, I am not going to disobey Allah, I am not going to do those sins I used to do, then what will happen? دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ بِغَيْرِ مَسْأَلَةِ. Then he will enter into paradise without even asking, and nor without any reckoning. وَمَنْ صَامَ رَمَضَانَ وَهُوَ يُحْدِثُ نَفْسَهُ إِذَا أَفْطَرَ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانَ عَصَى رَبَّهُ فَصِيَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ مَرْدُودٌ. That a person who tells himself that, you know what, after Ramadan, I'm going to go back to certain bad habits, then what happens? His whole fasting will be rejected. So these are very, very important things that we maintain the last few occasions that we have. فَالصَّائِمُ يُرُجَى إِسْتِجَابَةُ دُعَائِهِ. The fasting person, it is hoped that his du'as will be answered. فَيَنْبَغِي أَنْ لَا يَدْعُوا إِلَّا بِأَهَمِّ الْأُمُورِ. So it is important, necessary, that he does not supplicate except with the most important matters. قَالَ أَبُو مُسْلِمْ ما عرضت لي دعوة إلا صرفتها إلى الاستعاذة. That the occasion of making dua was not presented to me except I spent that time in seeking refuge from the hellfire. وقال لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون. That the people of the fire and the people of paradise, they are not equal. The people of the paradise, they are the ones who will be truly successful. ففي الحديث mentioned تعرضوا لنفحات رحمة ربكم فإن لله نفحات من رحمته يصيب بها من يشاء من عباده فمن أصابته سعد سعادة لا يشقى بعدها أبدا. That present yourself to these beautiful expanses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from your Lord. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides moments of ease, moments of alleviation with His mercy. And He brings this, He allows this to touch anyone from His choice of His servants. So whoever goes through these moments, feeling this wus'ah, this feeling of closeness like in Ramadan, like when you go to Haramain, Makkah, Medina, you feel this type of spirituality. There are moments throughout our lives where Allah makes it more easier to attain His mercy. Then present yourself to that and be amongst those that are drenched in the mercy of Allah through this. Because whoever presents themselves through that, they have now reached level of fortune and they will not be unfortunate after that. فَإِنْ أَعْظَمَ نَفَحَاتَهُ مُصَادَفَةَ دَعْوَةِ الْإِجَابَةِ. Because certainly, فَإِنْ أَعْظَمَ نَفَحَاتُ مُصَادَفَةَ دَعْوَةِ الْإِجَابَةِ. The greatest moments of these moments where Allah is giving this expanse, this acceptance, is when it coincides when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is answering the du'as of people whose du'as are answered, i.e. the fasting people. يَسْأَلُ الْعَبْدِ فِيهَا الْجَنَّةِ وَالنَّجَاةِ مِنَ النَّارِ. And the servant, he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala therein for Jannah and safety from the hellfire. فَيُجَابُ سُؤَالُهُ فَيَفُوزُ بِسَعَادَةِ الْأَبَدِي قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. So then what happens is at that moment his requests are answered and he is successful with great fortune forever and ever for all eternity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدَ فَازَ. Whoever freed, who has been freed from the hellfire and entered into paradise, then certainly he has become successful. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ شَقُوا فَفِي النَّارِ لَهُمْ فِيهَا زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. And as for those who are unfortunate, they are the ones that the wretched ones, then they will be in the hellfire. And for them there will be over there زَفِيرٌ وَشَهِيقٌ. A loud sound will be made. A huge, huge, terrifying sound will be made. Again, these are things that the Musannif is mentioning regarding what our focus should be. That we spend our time in those four characteristics. That we say abundantly, La ilaha illallah, and abundantly mentioning Astaghfirullah, but with an attentive heart. And at the same time, moments throughout where we are most likely to have our du'as accepted, which is during the state of your fasting, during the moments where you're about to open your fast, during the last third of the night. And subhanAllah, what a great opportunity we have in front of us today, being Friday, Yawmul Jumu'ah, and we have the Sa'atul Istijabah. And on top of that, subhanAllah, this is the night that is, you know, preluding the 27th night of Laylatul Qadr. What a auspicious moment that we have, you know, Allah has kind of combined for us in this day that we have in front of us today. So I don't want to take up too much of your precious time. It's very clear what we need to do, inshallah, from here on in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our Ramadan, accept our fasting, remove and forgive all our shortcomings, our negligence. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us and assist us with firm resolution that all the positive habits that we have inculcated in this month, that we are able to persist throughout the rest of our lives. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanallah bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. And kindly also do remember me and my family in your du'as as well. And inshallah you'll be all in my du'as. Jazakumullah.